You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once planted evidence so he could make a citizen's arrest, Pete Chwaba.
You know, he would do that, wouldn't he?
It's so Pete.
Welcome to the weekend and another great Nightlight tonight. Live from the City Deck in Green Bay is producer Conrad, and my name is Aaron Carreno, filling in for Pete Chwaba, along with my good friend and station manager of WMDX, our sister station in Madison, Catherine Lake. How are you?
And that's where we are, sitting in Madison. Can you believe it?
The power of technology.
The power of technology. We got people everywhere.
We can do this show everywhere. Conrad, yeah. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic.
I would love to be there because as I've been watching and listening to Pete's show over the last couple of weeks, I've noticed a trend here.
What?
People are coming up to the window.
Oh.
Of the studios at WGBW in Green Bay, and they're waving to Pete.
Yeah.
I think we have to get a Polaroid and start taking pictures of everybody who
show
up.
That's a good idea.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, what if Jordan Love is just randomly walking down the street, and then we get a picture of him and we can add him to the wall?
So this is on you, Conrad. You got to make this happen. They did this with the street station WGN in Chicago for a long time. It was on Michigan Avenue. Now it's condos, and they're at the 18th floor of Wacker Drive. But they had a microphone outside the window. So when they had people come by, like Steve Cochran, would have them open the show for him.
That'd be fun.
Just a person on the street. Oh, there you are. Okay, stand right there.
Could be dangerous, though.
That's why you have a dump button. That's why you have a button that tells people you're not on the air anymore.
Well, it's so great to be here. I love filling in for Pete. You know, Pete said, hey, you want to do the show? I'm going to be taking a couple days off. I said, well, I'd like to do the show live with Conrad up in Green Bay, but this is fine.
Yeah.
And then Pete's like, well, I'm going to be off another day. I'm like, well, I can only commit to one.
Yeah.
We're going to do the Friday night show because I feel like there's less damage that can be done as we head into the weekend.
Really?
Right?
Who's listening?
The phone lines are open, 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-CIVIC. And you can watch on StreamYard. We're on Facebook. You can find us on X and Blue Sky. And you can always text us and text into the show tonight through the free Civic Media app. If you don't have that app yet, get it downloaded on your smart devices. You can listen on demand anytime to this show and all of the other great content wherever you are, whether it's the bonfire, with friends, at home, anytime, anywhere.
This would be a nice night for a bonfire. It's going to get down into the 60s, I think.
I know.
It's going to be beautiful.
I can't wait. I don't know if I can. I can wait a little bit.
For fall?
I'm trying to preserve what's left of summer because after all of these years, I still feel that anxiety when I start seeing the back to school messaging.
Oh my gosh, anxiety, not excitement.
Oh, not excitement whatsoever.
Oh, but I still feel excited. I want to take my kid back to school shopping. I love the fall for that.
You are one of those.
Yeah, I'm one of those.
Let's talk to somebody, though, who's a little bit less removed from the school. Conrad, do you get the heebie-jeebies like I do when you get ready to go back to school or no?
Yeah, I'm about...
Or when you're thinking back to school.
I'm about 2.5 years out from college now. And every time summer ends, I'm like, oh, I got to go to class again. Wait, no, I don't. Like you said, I have a little anxiety towards it, but I got to get used to not being in college anymore.
You guys are smart people. You should never have anxiety. My goodness, I bet you were great in school, Conrad.
Have you had the dreams about it yet, though, where you wake up and you didn't finish the test or the homework?
You can't find the room.
Because then it's
You've
real.
Had those. Yeah, those inadequacy dreams. Wait till you have the ones that are about the radio. Once you get a professional life going after 10 years or so, those high school ones are going to be replaced by, oh, I can't turn the mic on. There's too many people in my studio. Where are the CDs?
I feel like we've all in our respective professions, especially if you're listening right now and you work in the service industry, because I was a server for a long time.
Yeah.
And I'm from Plymouth, Wisconsin, and I worked at a restaurant, a steakhouse, but I'd bartend from time to time, and I'd have dreams that I couldn't keep up.
Oh, okay.
You know, the tables, I was being sat, the drinks were overflowing, the food was coming out, they're screaming my name, I couldn't get it done anyway.
Yeah, and you're a bit of a perfectionist probably, like I am.
Yeah.
So it's that's the anxiety right there, is just not getting it right.
My shoes are lined up outside of the door of my home, so yeah, you can tell me. We've got a great show tonight. Let's get to some of our guests tonight. Coming up at 6:35 is a dear friend and such a fan of the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. His name is J-Matt. He's a Milwaukee-based lifestyle content creator. I've known J-Matt for years. He used to work in radio. He has mastered social media and helps others grow their social media following. He is also a mental health advocate. So we're going to be talking with him coming up at 6:35. And then it is a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr, who you just heard on with Maggie earlier, is going to be joining the show a little bit later at 7:35, talking about the latest artists in music all throughout Wisconsin. And she's just a wealth of knowledge when it comes to the local music scene.
She's a wealth of knowledge when it comes to broadcasting, too. She's on all of our stations at one time or another. She does news for us. She does those wonderful slices of Wisconsin. I just can't wait to chat with her about music. That's a passion of hers. She's on Max Inc. Radio, too.
She is on our station here in Madison every Saturday night. We were joking before we got on the show today. We're like, what has Terry not accomplished in her career? Has she been to the moon?
Yeah, I think she probably
has. An astronaut?
I think she has.
Okay.
Yeah,
Right. Again, the phone line's open, 855-752-4842. Producer Conrad will take your calls. Text in through the Civic Media app. We've got to get to tonight's question of the night.
Oh, that's right. Pete always does a question.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
All right, so your question of the night tonight, and text this in through the Civic Media app. We're talking about reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
Because Conrad was asking me in preparation for filling in for Pete tonight, he's like, what shows are you watching? What movies are you watching? Pete's asking me that too. My response is, I don't watch a lot of movies. I'm terrible. I'm actually probably the worst person to fill in on the show because I don't watch a lot of movies, but I love reality TV.
Oh, you do?
I love reality TV.
Because it's short.
It's quick. I can disassociate from the workday and all the stressful stuff. And so I'm a huge fan of one particular show. I'm going to get into that in a minute. But tonight's question of the night is, what is your all-time favorite reality TV show? Current, past, streaming, over the air. What is it? Text that in and we're going to read some of these. I can guarantee you. We're going to be going back into the archives when we look at the text coming in on this question.
Oh, no doubt.
My favorite reality TV show of all time is one that I'm finally catching up on because life gets busy.
Yes.
I've always loved Big Brother.
You did? Oh, that's funny. And that's the makeup after Real World, right? Big Brother is Real World reincarnated, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, it's on its 27th season. And Julie Chen Moonves is truly fabulous. The host of the show. I mean, she is integral to the show. But I've always wanted to be on the show.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of work. You got to really, you know, you've got to really put together a package that impresses those producers. I've always wanted to be on Big Brother because I always wonder, would I be the first person out?
So it's the
or the second person out of the house.
I don't think I ever watched Big Brother. Is it the same concept of Survivor without all the physical feats?
Sort of. I mean, there's challenges. You can earn the power of veto. They, you know, it's evolved as the show has moved on.
Sure.
But ultimately, you want to be you want to be the final two people in the house at the very end of the season. About 90 days, you're in this house. It's a huge house, and they
cameras
have a yard.
Everywhere.
There's cameras watching you everywhere from when you're getting ready for the day, the bathroom. I mean, there's no privacy in this house. And then they have the live stream, much like our StreamYard. There's no privacy. You can see everything in the studio. But I just think it's fun seeing what happens when you bring a bunch of strangers into a room and you see how they all engage and then how the divisions start to form. I find it to be fun. What about you?
Are they more actors in these things, do you think? Actor wannabes? No. I mean, I wanted to do Survivor. I was working out at the time. And it was so long ago. My goodness, when did that start? 20 years ago, at least?
I think Richard Hatch was the first winner,
yes,
right?
Yes, he was.
Right?
Yes, and he was so manipulative and so brilliant at it. He set the tone for, oh, you have to lie. Well, of course you have to lie.
You weren't going to say Naked and Afraid. I thought maybe that would be the...
That was the other thing okay. He did. Yeah, I set that up too.
Producer Conrad, what about you? Reality TV show, what you got for us, man?
Well, I mean, as many know, I'm a huge sports fan, so... I love watching Hard Knocks every single season that they produce. They do a different team every year. And it's also, they do preseason for a team. They do, you know, in the midseason and even in the offseason. It's so fun to watch how football teams operate during those times.
That's where they follow the teams around.
Yep.
They did that last year for the New York Jets, right?
Yes. And
they followed Aaron Rodgers and everybody else, right?
Yep.
So our own Mike Clemens might have been on this show without knowing it, right? In the background or something.
Well, they haven't done a Packers one yet. And I'm still hoping that they will do that.
Okay.
Next year.
Well, no, hopefully.
Hey, if Jordan's listening and he happens to walk by the window at the WGBW studio, maybe this is how we get it started, right?
Is his hand better yet, by the way? Didn't Jordan have a problem with his...
He's practicing.
He's practicing.
Back. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll get to some sports coming up a little bit later in the show too. We want to break down some of the really big things happening, especially with the Brewers and Packers. But today is James Corden's 47th birthday.
I love James. I'm so sorry he had to leave the country and go home and give up his show. It was a good show.
It was a really carpool karaoke.
It's
was
the funniest
brilliant.
Thing ever. Brilliant. Who he got to do that with? I mean, he must have lived every dream he's ever had. With who he got to sing with.
It's pretty awesome stuff. Kristen Wiig, 52 today.
Only 52?
Yeah.
No, I guess either. Yeah, okay.
Favorite Kristen Wiig movie?
Oh, Bridesmaids.
That's a very, yeah.
It's just Bridesmaids. It's just, oh my God. When she was sick and she had to have a mint in Bridesmaids. No, as a matter of fact, I need a snack. Just hilarious.
It's also National Eat a Peach Day. It is World Plant Day. I'm not a plant daddy. I don't have plants all over my home. I can't handle it.
Really?
I can't keep them alive.
Oh, no.
It's not my thing.
Yeah, I got a little green thumb. Not on the inside the ground. I like pots. I can do pots anytime. And I had a peach today. Just saying.
Therapeutic to plant, too.
Yes.
Gardening and all that, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's National Bao Day. I think I said that right.
What the heck is that?
The dumplings.
Bao. Oh, those are so
right.
Now, yeah,
did I say that right? Am I saying?
I don't
that
know
right?
If you're. I don't know if you're saying it right, but I know what you mean now, and those are fantastic.
How do you spell bao?
B-A-O.
B-A-O. Okay, so it's a Japanese right? thing, or what is it?
Chinese, I believe.
Chinese.
Anyway.
Okay.
I don't know who comes up. There's steamed buns, rather. Sorry, steam buns. You know what I'm talking about?
I
you
guess.
Probably haven't before.
Yeah, probably.
I clearly haven't had enough of them either. I don't know who comes up with these national days. I read these on the air from time to time. I'm like, who comes up with that stuff?
I cannot imagine. Right. Somebody who needs a hobby.
Apparently. Question of the night once again. What is your all-time favorite reality TV show? Current, past, streaming, or over the air? We're going to read those texts and get to your responses here coming up as we go throughout the night tonight. Big Friday show planned. J-Matt, Milwaukee-based lifestyle content creator, joining us at 6:35. And, of course, later tonight at 7:35, Terry Barr for another Barr Band Friday.
You've done this before, haven't you, Aaron? You're good at this.
I don't know.
You're ready to take the show over.
I need to read the script here.
Heck with Pete.
Phone line open, 855-752-4842. It is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Aaron Carreno filling in with Catherine Lake. We'll catch you here in just a moment.
Just
it's
a moment.
Civic Media Radio Network.
A tear up star, and it breaks my heart. When a tear up fall.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, statewide and live from the City Deck Landing Studios at WGBW in Green Bay, where producer Conrad is, and right here, live across State Street at the WMDX Studios here in Madison. It's Aaron Carreno, that is me, filling in for Pete, along with Catherine Lake, who has graciously joined me, so I'm not alone here. In
just
the
talking
studio.
To yourself. The building is empty now, and WMDX, Conrad, you're alone too in Green Bay, right?
Yes,
oh
I
my
am.
Gosh, technology, it's amazing.
You're never really alone, though,
no,
Conrad.
That's true.
We're connected.
Yes.
We're connected through StreamYard. Yeah, anyway. Question of the night tonight.
Yeah.
What is your all-time favorite reality TV show? I'm encouraging you to text in through the Civic Media app. Open up the app, find any one of those first stations, our News Talk stations, and use that text button at the bottom of your screen and text it in. What are you loving? Are you a Survivor fan?
I was a Survivor fanatic. Fanatic for a long time. I probably got through, remarkably, 10 seasons. And it's been on for like 30 now, hasn't it? Seasons?
I don't even know.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I used to watch it all the time. And then I got into Big Brother. So that's my show.
You shifted.
The Challenge.
What's the challenge?
Well, it was originally known as Road Rules. Uh-huh. That was MTV. Do you know there were 36 seasons of that? 36 wow. seasons. I wonder how long some of these current shows will go, right?
Yeah, yeah. I can't imagine. I can't imagine.
Text it in with the Civic Media app, your favorite reality TV show of all time. We did get a text from Mark in Prairie du Sac. He says, have you ever seen the Pixar short Bow? Referring to National Bow Day. I still don't think I'm saying that right, but
I'm sure you are.
He said it was quite sweet.
Okay. Well, anything by Pixar
Thanks,
is
Mark.
Sweet. Thanks, Mark.
Appreciate that text.
Anything by Pixar is great.
Our guest coming up a little bit later, 6:35, we're going to be speaking with J-Matt, who is a Milwaukee-based lifestyle content creator. He's also a champion for mental health advocacy. So we're going to be speaking with J-Matt at 6:35. Really excited to talk to him. He has built a following on TikTok, over 150,000 followers. Mm. And now he'll get into what he specifically showcases, but he's just brilliant. He's one of those people who masters something brand new. He sees something that's new and can master it. And then he teaches other people how to be great content creators.
Yeah. There's a secret to that. So he's technologically advanced, right? For that reason. And he understands how to stitch and do all the things you do with the TikTok. Like my daughter, brilliant at it. I don't have any of those skills.
Does she ever go to you and say, Mom, you got to do it like this?
I don't ask her. I don't ask her, and she doesn't offer it up. She's very busy doing it by herself. She's brilliant.
I haven't had to create a lot of that stuff because I work here at Civic Media in a different capacity. I'm more behind the scenes. But I will look. So my partner looks at me. He's like, how do you not know how to do that?
Yeah.
Is where I'm at. And I've reached that point in my social media proficiency where I just don't know how to do stuff anymore. I can post and that's it.
I did one TikTok that surprised me. I just woke up and went right to the couch one Sunday morning and was just determined to just veg for a little bit. And there was some audio. I can't even remember what it was. And so I did what they do. Some people do. You play somebody else's audio and you just react. And so that's up there somewhere in the ether. Just me, blank face.
Reacting.
No makeup. Just going, yeah, what?
You're living. You're just living.
Just living the audio. It was very weird.
Conrad, what do they call that when you're watching mindless videos? They call it, there's a term for it.
Yeah, it's doom scrolling.
Doom scrolling.
Well, doom scrolling, and I think it's called like, it's the kind of videos that are created that have no purpose of just people dancing or something like that.
Yeah.
What are those called?
That's
TikToks.
I don't know.
I feel like it's like, I don't know. Somebody, if you know what I'm talking about, text it in through the Civic Media app. There's a certain term for these little, like, they're like 10 to 15 second videos that people put together and they're just doing a dance or there's no point to watching them.
Well, that's what started during the pandemic, right? People creating this stuff. I'll be interested to talk with your J-Matt about the pandemic being the birth of incredible amounts of content, right?
It really was. So J-Matt's coming up. And then a little bit later tonight, Terry Barr is joining us at 7:35 for a Bar Band Friday. She's going to break down, she's breaking down all of the latest in the music scene, which is huge.
Yeah.
The local music scene around the state is just
It's
enormous.
Extraordinarily creative here. It's one of the reasons I really wanted to come back from Chicago. Chicago's lovely, but this scene here in Madison in particular for me, and Wisconsin in general as well, really creative people. It's because winter. That's why.
What else are you going to do?
Yeah, you're going to be home writing songs. Yeah.
All right, well, we're looking forward to it. She introduces us to new music, and that's the best part of it.
Yeah.
Is she's always on, and thankfully, we have a platform here at Civic Media where we are able to put artists on the radio and get their music and get their,
right,
you know, get their message across. So that's really exciting
with
stuff.
With Pete and with Max Inc. that Terry's also part of here on WMDX.
Yep. Yeah. Max Inc. Radio, great
Max
stuff
Inc. Radio.
Here on WMDX. Mm-hmm. So a big show coming up tonight. Welcoming again your text through the Civic Media app. You want to call producer Conrad and join in on any of the conversations, you could do that. If you're on StreamYard right now, you can see the number at the bottom of your screen on Facebook or wherever you're watching from. And you just give us a buzz at 855-752-4842. Our question of the night once again, what is your all-time favorite reality TV show, current, past, streaming, or over the air? Conrad, what was yours again?
Mine was Hard Knocks, and it's any version of
That's
Hard Knocks.
That's right. Such a sports guy.
Such a sporty. Such a sporty.
Well, we're going to talk sports also just after 7 o'clock because this is a big weekend for the Milwaukee Brewers, and not just because of the success they've had recently, but for something in particular that's coming up on Sunday, and I want to talk about that. And break that down a little bit more because it's an important day. It's all on the way. It's Nightlight.
If you care about sports.
Yeah. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Aaron and Catherine filling in with producer Conrad across the Civic Media Radio Network. It is the Friday night edition of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. My name is Aaron Carreno, filling in for Pete. Alongside me, my friend and peer, Catherine Lake. And if you're watching on StreamYard right now, welcome. We'd love to see you here from wherever you happen to be. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, which is Civic. In case you need to see it on a phone, it's 1995. Or you can text in through the free Civic Media app. Our question of the night tonight, what is your all-time favorite reality TV show, current, past, streaming, or over the air? Conrad said Hard Knocks. You, Catherine, said
Survivor.
I said Big Brother. On the StreamYard comments, Tony Zimmerman says the only reality show I watch is Love Island.
Love Island. Don't know that one.
Oh, you
so many
know
people
it.
Like the ones, the sexy. I can't believe how many people like the matchup ones. I like the competition one.
I do too. He said his wife and him watch it because they want to decompress from the news, and they really like the UK version because of the accent. So I get the decompressing from the news.
Yeah,
that's why this show exists.
Yeah, yeah.
So
Nancy from Madison also wrote in. She texted, "This is an old one and only had one season. Looking for love, Bachelorettes in Alaska."
Okay, I'm in for that.
It was in 2002. Five women from various cities come to Alaska to find a man. They had dates and there were competitions, such as throwing frozen fish and eating some gross stuff like they did that on Survivor all the time. At the end, the women are in a wedding gown on an iceberg to see if the man they selected shows up. It's cheesy, but it was really funny and good. She thought it was right before Bachelor began.
Nothing is sexier than throwing a fish at my face.
Nothing
right?
sexier. Right. Than that.
Thank you for joining us tonight, wherever you are listening from. We are so excited to have J-Matt, our guest tonight, our first guest tonight. J-Matt, a Milwaukee-based lifestyle content creator, mental health advocate, a dear friend of mine who I've known for so many years. J-Matt, welcome to Nightlight. How are you?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me on your show.
What about you for reality TV? Because I know you've got something for us.
Well, I'd go with either one. All the ones that have been mentioned are great, but I would go with The Challenge on MTV.
Oh, The Challenge. Yeah.
It's a good one.
That was when did that start?
It had to be 2 decades ago. It's been
mid-90s.
Such a long time.
Before the work, what's the number? Race around the American race.
Before Amazing Race.
Way before Amazing Race.
1998.
98. Wow.
There we go.
That was I like the ones that are competitions.
Well, yep. We'll have to get a reality TV pool or something like. There was a Big Brother pool that J Matt, you and I were in that at one point, right?
That's true. I think we did pretty well in that. I think I might have won.
All right. Well, humble brag. J-Matt, you are a Milwaukee-based lifestyle content creator with over 180,000 followers on TikTok and growing. For context, how did you get into mastering this platform when it first came out?
I worked for a different radio station in Milwaukee at the time, and I had to explore where Gen Z was. And at the time, TikTok was coming up. It was sometime in 2018. And I got a good footing there. And it was starting to take off for me. I think I had 25,000 followers before the pandemic.
I don't
pandemic
think
happens and it accelerates.
Anybody else besides you was on top of it? Because I think 2020 is when it really exploded, right?
Yeah.
So, J-Matt,
for everyone.
Yeah.
J-Matt, you and I were working for that different radio company simultaneously across the hall. And I remember you coming into the studio one day and you said, are you on this yet? And I was like, I don't know about
that.
And you really taken it and run with it. Talk about the content you highlight and why that kind of content.
Yeah, I do the focus on the city of Milwaukee, not the entire county, because that's just so much to cover. It really started in the pandemic that there were so many restaurants and businesses that were still open, but hard to get that awareness out there. There was a lot of like takeout food, and it was trying to put the spotlight back on small businesses to support them, to help them stay open longer or indefinitely, theoretically. I know that's a hard thing to ask, but you know, just trying to support local. And as things started to go back to the new normal, if you will, I had gotten a nice footing and I got a bunch of followers and a large audience that liked that sort of content. So I was able to stick with it, evolve it over time, and it served a purpose. And I still think it serves a purpose.
One of the things I love about your content is that it is so hyper-local, but it's always positive. Everything you post is positive. It's helpful. It introduces people to new. I've been introduced to new restaurants and things going on in the city of Milwaukee just from watching your social media. You do a great job of that. Do you get a lot of inquiries of people who want you to shoot content for them?
I do. Several times a week. So it's just trying to figure out how to balance it all. Like, it's a great problem to have, don't get me wrong. But at the end of the day, it is a full-time job that I do, social media coaching, but I also will create content that is branded and sponsored. But I have to be careful how much I take on because I only have so much capacity. But I also don't want to oversaturate my channel with a bunch of paid ads because that never looks good either.
Right.
I want to talk a little bit in just a little bit about how you help other people out, because I think that is something that is just brilliant. One, because you're bringing people together, but you've taught me so much about creating quick short form videos. How did you get good at it? Was it just trial and error? We talked with, you know, Catherine mentioned that her daughter's, you know, on it, and it's easy. It's like second nature.
She's put in her 10,000 hours by now.
I can't figure a lot of it out. So how did you get good at it? And is it as simple? Am I overthinking this or what?
You're probably overthinking it, but also I've been in social media, whether it was 10% of my first ever job or now it's pretty much all of it, for 18 years. So over the years of using MySpace and Facebook when it first came up and Vine and all the things, if there's a new platform out, I'm taking a look at it and seeing how it functions. Blue Sky and Threads are out there now as the newer ones, and they're getting some traction, but it's not the same style of traction that TikTok had in 2018. So it's just staying active everywhere and seeing where it's going to lead. And I work with a bunch of different brands, so I get to test out a bunch of different ways to make content and see how the algorithm and how the platforms and the features all kind of exist and how they interact.
Let me ask you a question. Did you mention, I was zoning and looking at a text, did you mention Reels on Facebook just now?
I did not mention Reels on Facebook, but
I don't like them as much. I don't like Reels as much as TikTok. How can that be? Why would the Reels be less quality than TikTok, in my opinion?
Because you're right on that assumption. Instagram stole short form video the way it's done from TikTok. Facebook owns Instagram, and Facebook then came to the table after Instagram got some success. So it's an iteration of an iteration of TikTok.
Oh, gosh. That's why. Yep. Yeah.
So they're just copying each other. That's what you're really saying. Yeah. Pretty much.
For sure. For sure. And it's not even like copying it. Well, I would debatably say Instagram did a good job of copying it because it's successful, I would say. But Facebook is just annoying with the Reels experience.
It's just not the high quality, and it look and there's more and more fake stuff. I'm hearing that Instagram is really being riddled with fake stuff. Is that true? You're finding that?
I mean, there's AI content, sure.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
And I see plenty of it where it's entertainment based, and it's not meant to be anything other than dry humor or entertainment where you see podcasts, but they are AI characters that are babies.
Yes.
I'm on that side of the thing. I find it amusing and entertaining.
I like it. It's amusing.
Yeah. I think when it's that sort of content, it is harmless theoretically. Whereas if it's trying to impersonate or do a deep fake or claiming news, that's where it gets a little tricky and rocky. I haven't fortunately seen a lot of that happen, but I'm sure that's what people assume when people hear fake content and AI content.
Yeah.
Our guest tonight is J-Matt. He's a Milwaukee-based lifestyle content creator. Friend of mine going way back to when you used to live here in Madison. And I've just loved watching you from afar. I love what you've been able to do. There's so many different facets to you that I want to get to some of those things when we come back from the break in a little bit. But I mentioned that you're really good at teaching and helping people. You have, one, people can find you. Is it at JMattMKE on TikTok?
That is correct.
Did I get that right?
JMATT.
Yeah. And you have your own social media, I would call it meetup, right? Once a month. And talk more about that and what it means to help other content creators throughout Southeastern Wisconsin and beyond.
Yeah. In 2017, I created an organization called #MKE, the word hashtag. And we met up to connect people that create content on social media, a lot of Instagrammers early on. And it was an opportunity to create a safe public space for people to meet that wanted to connect with other creators or social media marketers. The first event, we had four people. I loved it because the four people, including myself, that were there had great conversations for like 2 to 3 hours on social media related topics. And that has since expanded, and we still exist. We're every second Thursday somewhere else in the city of Milwaukee. And we just draw in content creators, influencers, and other social media marketers. Free to attend. It's all about just connecting people, because it's hard to do content creation because a lot of it is teaching yourself. And it's a lot easier if you can talk to somebody who's been doing it, whether it's for a while or just started a few months ago. It's just building community.
I've been to one of your #MKE meetups, and one, I love how you incorporate local businesses as places, you know, new businesses to host these events. And some of the people that I've met at your events are fascinating. They're from all areas of life. I mean, one guy was a racer. I can't think of his name, but he was involved in like dirt bike racing or competitive racing.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I do recall the guy.
There was a reporter from, I believe it was the Racine Journal Times, who was at one. And even Casey Cronus, did I get that right?
Yep, she has since gone to a different television station, but yes.
Yeah, so she was in Milwaukee for a while, but you really bring people together and you do an incredible job of it. How has it transformed your life, real quick? We've got a couple of minutes to be able to take this knowledge. You stepped away from full-time employment at an established business and you went out on your own to be an entrepreneur. How difficult was that?
I mean, it's still challenging. It'll be challenging for the foreseeable future. Being the sole source of where does your income come from is it's a challenge, no matter who's doing it and what your industry is, in my opinion. But it's very rewarding because I know there's just so many small businesses out there that need help on social media. You can think of some of your favorite mom and pop shops, and you would go to their social media, and it just doesn't reflect what you know them to be, whether it's a restaurant or a service in town that they just do a great job in the community, but are lacking on social media. And I like helping those businesses.
Self-promotion is not easy. There's an art to it.
For sure.
Fascinating. And it's fascinating. And you've done such a great job of taking all that knowledge and turning it into your own business and your own brand. We have a lot more to catch up with you, J-Matt, on, including some work that you do that impacts everybody, every one of us listening right now. We're going to talk more about that next. We are here with J-Matt, Milwaukee-based lifestyle content creator. It is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, Aaron Carreno, and Catherine Lake filling in tonight as we kick off the weekend on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Walking with a love, with a love that's hooked on fine, never to be mine, no matter how I try.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
To Nightlights, it's Aaron Carreno filling in for Pete Schwabba, and joining me here in the studios off State Street at our WMDX News Talk flagship here is Catherine
Lake. We're
the
flagship
station manager.
We are the big deal.
Hey, glad to have you here. It's nice to be able to talk with somebody. Producer Conrad behind the board live from the City Deck in downtown Green Bay. Glad to have you here as well. 855-752-CIVIC. 855-752-4842. Don't be shy. Mm-hmm. You can always text us through the free Civic Media app with our question of the night tonight. What is your all-time favorite reality TV show? Current, past, streaming, over the air. We'll read off some more of those just after 7 o'clock. And also coming up after 7 o'clock, 7:35, Terry Barr joining us for a Bar Band Friday night. We're with J-Matt right now, a Milwaukee-based lifestyle content creator, a friend of mine, and a mental health advocate. I'd like to get right into it. Tell me more about that and the challenge that you put out and more in the backstory as to why you feel it's important to help destigmatize mental health.
Yeah, I've been doing something called the 22 push-up challenge for a while, currently on a break because I broke a rib, so it's a little hard to do push-ups. But I got challenged in 2017 to participate, and I did it for 22 days. For those that don't know, the 22 push-up challenge exists to spread awareness of an older statistic of an average of 22 combat veterans that die by suicide each day. Not a great statistic, a hard thing to talk about and hear about, really. And it is something that I'm personally drawn to, not as a veteran myself, but as somebody who has struggled with severe depression and suicidal ideation. So I know the struggles that come with suicide. I certainly don't know it from a veteran perspective, but nonetheless, it is a challenge to overcome. And right now I'm good and I'm mentally healthy, but I've certainly had periods of time where I wasn't. And I found this challenge to be an opportunity for me to confront it and have more ownership and control over the mental health conditions that I experience.
I think everybody's mental health is a snowflake. It doesn't matter if it's veteran kind of trauma or family trauma or a chemical imbalance. They are all unique. And your answers, it appears from what Aaron's saying, are good. That you're giving some people some peace somehow. I'd like to hear more about that.
So the way I've been doing mental health advocacy is by participating daily. And I've been doing it for about 9 years. Once I started, like again, it's set up to be a 22-day thing, and I did it or have done it for 9-ish years. I will get back into it when my rib is healed, but I'm currently on a break, and that it's hard for me in the sense of I really do like being active with this. It's a relatively easy, I say, loosely challenge to be a part of, but it's that repetition, that consistency, because every day is a chance to interact with somebody new that may need that message. And it's that continuation to show up, hard to do with a physical injury, but that's the nature of what this challenge is.
Just being visible and just talking about it, just in the way you did in the last couple of minutes, makes the world of difference. It makes a world of difference. I'm not going to get into my personal battles with mental health. They were there. It was very real, scary if I look back on it. But knowing that there's people like you, J-Matt, who are visible and who are comfortable sharing and talking about your personal battles, and then also showing up and helping other people out and raising awareness is just fantastic. And so keep that up, and hopefully your rib heals quicker than so you can get back out there and do the push-ups again.
I've been close to getting back into it, but I'm like, I don't want to rush it and like get another setback. So I'm just trying to be patient.
Is the challenge 22 push-ups? What is the actual challenge? How does it work?
It's 22 push-ups a day for 22 days, and each day you're supposed to nominate somebody new.
Okay.
And you've done this challenge. I mean, I've seen you do this challenge in the Third Ward. You've done it in Brady Street. You've done it in front of Pfizer Forum. I think I helped film one of them for you at some point.
Just about anywhere I'm about, because again, at the core of me, I'm a social media coach or content creator. I know that if I'm constantly in the same spot day after day, it gets boring. So part of that variety for me is being able to be in different locations and try different ways to do pushups. Before I broke my collarbone a year ago, I know it's super bad luck for me. I was doing inverted pushups where it was nearly handstand-esque pushups because it catches the eye. I certainly don't do that way anymore, but.
Yeah. All right. Give me the most exotic place. You know, Milwaukee, the city of Milwaukee's in lots of spots, the most exotic place in Milwaukee where nobody would think of, and you've done push-ups there.
The thing that comes to mind is Red Bull hosted a unique event in Milwaukee a few years back, Flugtag, and it was a giant platform on Lake Michigan, and I had a very brief moment where I was like, hey, Donald Driver, you want to do 22 push-ups with me? Whoa. So it was exotic, but I also got Donald Driver to do push-ups with me, and he's still fit, and he was going fast. I had to lean over and be like, hey, can you slow down just a little bit?
Just bring it back. Rein it in there.
You got to check out J-Matt on social media, at J-Matt, M-K-E. You're the man, J-Matt. It has been I love the fact that we got connected through this wild world of media. J-Matt, M-K-E on social media. Hashtag MKE.com if you want to join one of your meetups. And thank you for all you do to advocate for mental health. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll connect soon.
Sounds good.
All right. Producer Conrad, you good?
I'm doing fantastic.
All right. We got more to come, including Terry Barr after 7 o'clock, and we're talking about a big event coming up Sunday in Milwaukee for everybody, sports fans or not. Nightlight continues across the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.